The downtown route along Lake Monona was chosen because of expected high ridership and existing rail corridor currently used by freight trains. Neighbors were assured by the State Department of Transportation that existing quiet zones would likely continue with a high-speed train and that noise would be reduced with track improvements. A barrier fence brought questions about what it would look like and the need for one. Joni Cantor lives along the route.
If we have a fence, that's going to split our neighborhoods. And these are vibrant places. We talk to each other. We go across the tracks. We share things. We look out for each other.
Another speaker, Heidi Stringer, described herself as conflicted. While she supports high-speed rail, she's worried about it going through her neighborhood.
You know, I remain very concerned about the fence, about the noise, about my property value.
After a string of negative comments and sometimes heated questions, Madison Mayor Dave Cheslevich stepped up to the microphone.
You know, I plead with you for a little bit of patience. I've heard a lot of conclusions drawn. Conclusions about what's going to happen to property taxes, conclusions about schools, that's a new one on me. I think we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Opinion was not one-sided, as Speaker Lindsey Lee made clear.
I'm personally very excited about high-speed rail coming to Madison. Are there people out there who agree with me? The devil is in the details, but just a big concept.
Transportation officials say the high-speed rail line between Madison and Milwaukee will make 6 round trips daily by 2013 with the initial top speed of 79 miles per hour. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.